Continuing in Simen Resh Pei Vav, we'll move on to now some of the structural issues of defining whether a mezuzah should go there or not. So the Gemara Menachos Lamed Gimel Amud Bei says, at least according to Rashi, that there's a patur mezuzah if there's no roof. If there's no roof over the structure and it's open on top, so then you are not chayv b'mezuzah. And Tosos there says that Rashi cannot be correct, because we know very well that a shar hachatzer, if you have a fenced in chatzer, a fenced in yard, so that is chayev in mezuzah. And that would seem to indicate that a chatzer, which does not have a roof over it, because we generally do not have roofs over our backyards, so that would mean that it should be, we put a mezuzah there. And therefore, how can Rashi say that just because there's no roof, it means that there's not going to be a mezuzah? And this is the opinion of the Mordechai as well, that there's a chi of mezuzah and the Meiri along with him. That you don't need to have a roof in order to be chayav mezuzah. On the other hand, the Rambam writes in the beginning of Perek Vav Hilchos Mezuzah, when he lists his 10 chiyuvim for mezuzah, he says one of the conditions is the mezuzah must have a roof over it. That there's no chi of mezuzah without a roof. And this is the sheet of the Rush and the Tur, and the Shulchan Aruch as well, in Sif Yadalad, and pretty much most poskim say that even if there's no roof, even if there is no roof, so then there would be no chiyuv mezuzah. What's the question then? Why then does a shar hachatzer get a mezuzah on it if there is no roof? So this leads us to a machlok between the Rush and Rabbeinu Manoach. The Rush says that the reason why a yard with a fence around it gets a mezuzah is because that is the normal usage of a chatzer. It's normal to not have a roof over your backyard. That's how backyards are normally built. And therefore, since that is the normal way, that it would be beisecha, that would be an appropriate way to have a fence around it without a roof, and therefore it should be chayev b'mezuzah. However, if there's a base dira that's normally used with a roof, but there is no roof in such a case, so then there would be no chayev mezuzah, and it would be patur according to the Rush. And this is what the Gra says, and the Nesivos, and the Ben Ishchai, and the Chalkas Yaakov and Yoredei as well, that the reason is because it's the normal usage for a chatzer to not have a roof on top of it. Rabbeinu Manoach, as cited by the Beis Yosef, disagrees, and Rabbeinu Manoach says that the chatzer that is fenced around is simply an extension of the house. Since the house is chayiv in the mezuzah, and the yard is simply an extension of the usage of the house, therefore it should come with a mezuzah as well. This will lead to a number of nafkaminas between the Rush and Rabbeinu Manoach. According to the Rush, and the Pesachei Tshuva cites the Sefer Har Karmel and the Derech HaChaim and the Ben Ishchai. So if you don't have a chatzer that opens, let's say you have a fenced-in area, it doesn't open to a house, or you have a house where it's normal to not have a roof, whatever that house is, so then there would be a chiyuv mezuzah, because the normalcy, or the fact that it's not attached to the house, according to Rabbeinu Manoach or the Rush, would inform that there should not be mezuzah, because it goes against their logic. According to Rabbeinu Manoach, it would be patur. According to the Rush, it would be chayev. And therefore, the Agur Ba'alecha says in Perek Yud Zayin that in those cases where you only have one of the reason, either the Rush or Rabbeinu Manoach, you would put up a mezuzah, but without a bracha, unless you have both reasons, that it's normal and that it is an extension of the house itself. Another nafkamina, which is applicable for most people, is a backyard with a gate around it. Where do you put the mezuzah from the house going in and out of a backyard with a gate around it? Someone has a back door leading out of their house, and the backyard is fenced in all around, or the house is fenced in all around, and where should the mezuzah go? The Rush would say that the mezuzah is on the right side of the back door of the house going into the chatzer, because it's normal to have a chatzer like that. That's the chatzer in itself would be chayv and mezuzah. And therefore, I'm leaving my back of my house going into the backyard. The Rush would understand that the mezuzah should be on the right side as I leave the house going into the backyard. Rabbeinu Manoach would say no. The whole purpose of the chatzer is to do what? To serve the usage of the house. And therefore, Rabbeinu Manoach would have you put the mezuzah on the right side of your backyard as you come into the house, not as you leave the house. And the Mefarshi Shulchan Aruch discussed this machlokas back and forth. The Chazon Ish felt the halacha is like Rabbeinu Manoach, and the mezuzah goes on the right side of the porch going into the house. This applies as well to a porch as well. If a person has a porch that's off the ground, and the same idea, but there's no roof, the same machlokas would apply there. So the Chazon Ish felt that the mezuzah should go on the right side, like Rabbeinu Manoach, coming into the house. This is what Rav Shechter says as well. The mezuzah goes on the right side of the back guard of the porch, coming into the house as you enter. And Rav Moshe and the Briskarov felt that the porch is normally used, like the is a normal place for normal usage, and therefore the mezuzah should go as you leave your house, going into the porch or the backyard, on the right side. Rav Shechter says that apparently Rav Moshe had a porch in his apartment, and he was l'shitaso that if you looked at his porch, you'd see the mezuzah going on the right side as you left Rav Moshe's apartment, going into the porch, not as the right side as you came in. Yeah.
So if there was no fence around the yard, everyone would say the right side going in.
For sure, because there's no chiyuv mezuzah anyway. For sure. We discussed sukkah and issues of removing the roof and tassel and asoi, but just let's say you have a sukkah where it stands bekvias all year long. The sukkah is there, you have a permanent schach that's there all year long. Let's say you just have a wood lattice that just intertwines and stays there all year. So would you need is that considered a roof? So the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch writes in Kuf Lamed Daled that such a sukkah gets a mezuzah. And Rav Osner explains in the Sheva Levi in Chelek Beis in Kuf and Gimel that as long as it's schach kasher, good schach is a good roof. And no reason why it should not have a mezuzah on this permanent standing sukkah. The Mikdash Ma'at in Sifkat and Ben Gimel says, schach is not considered a roof. It's not considered a real roof that we would use to protect ourselves. That's the whole point of schach, that it doesn't have good protection. And the Pischei Sharim says that in such a case, then you'd put up a mezuzah without a bracha. Yeah.
Have you left the question of the gate to the yard? I just wanted to clarify, if you have a gate to your yard, but there's no karev, the gate...
No, so certainly not. Yeah, for sure. So, next. What about a fence around a swimming pool? Let's say you have a fence with a proper Pesach going into one's swimming pool. So, again, we have a machlokas, Rav Harfinus, who's a chashav adayin in Williamsburg. He writes a lot of very different, beautiful svarim. So he has a sefer just on summer halachos. It's called the Kovetz Hilchos Lemunos Hakayetz, Kovetz for the summertime. So he says a mezuzah goes on the entrance to a fence around a pool, even if there is no roof, because it's normal to not have a roof over your pool. That is a totally normal thing, and it's not a chisaron in the fence around the pool. The Agrabah Halacha in Perek Lamed Beis says that only there needs to be a roof, and there's no mezuzah if there's no roof over the pool. And the Pischei Sharim says the whole thing is ridiculous because a pool is not a place that's a diros kavod. It's not a place that would require mezuzah, and therefore the whole thing is ridiculous to have mezuzah by a pool in the first place. Let's move on to doors. If there is a tzuras haPesach. Yeah.
Wouldn't you
give him
this at all, or just without a bracha?
No bracha at all. No mezuzah at all. The Tzuras HaPesach without a door on it. That is the next discussion. Meaning you have an entrance, but there's no door that closes and opens that entrance. So we have here another machlokas in the Rishonim. The Rambam writes again in Perek Vav Hilchos Mezuzah, and he writes again in the Tshuvas HaRambam in the old print in Shin Lamed Hei, and again in the Per HaDor in Sif Chaf. This is apparently very important to the Rambam, that one of the conditions for being a bias is having a door. If there is no door, it is not a bias. The Torah says it should be placed Bisharecha. The expression implies an entrance with a shar, with a door covering that entrance. And this is what the Rambam's son, Rav Avram ben Rambam, writes as well in his Shuvas Birchas Avram, and the Meiri again in Yuma, and the Kolbo in Simon Sadi. So some Rishonim say there must be a door. Without a door, there's no mezuzah. On the other hand, Tosus writes in Menachas Lamed Gimel, and the Raivan on the Rambam, and the Rosh in Hilchas Mezuzah, and Rabbeinu Yeruchim and the Tur all say there is no source of the Rambam anywhere in Chazal to indicate that you need a door. The Rambam pulled that out of thin air. He's making up his own drasha, and there's no reason why you need to have a door in order to be chayev in a mezuzah. How do we paskin? So the Shulchan Aruch writes in Tes Vav that we put a mezuzah on an entrance which do not have doors. Against the Rambam, even if there is no door, a person still puts up a mezuzah, which is 90% of the doors in our... And it could be 90% of the doors in many homes. If there's no door going into the room, but there's a lot of entranceways and things like that, according to the Shulchan Aruch, you still have to put up a mezuzah, even though there's no door leading into the kitchen or the dining room, wherever it may be.
You put up a door on that entrance after then.
We'll discuss. Nevertheless, in deference to the Rambam, the Shach writes in Sifkat and Chavhei that a person should not recite a bracha when putting up a mezuzah on a doorway that does not have a door. My feeling is most people do not know this. And they get a new mezuzah or they whatever it is, and they put up a mezuzah on the entrance to their kitchen or whatever it is, and they're so excited and they make a bracha on that mezuzah because they do not know the Shach. So now we know the Shach, that therefore, if a person is doing like a Chanukah Sabayis, they're putting up a mezuzah, you should try to do it on the front door to the house. Because most often the front door is going to have all the rules we need. And then you'll put up the mezuzah afterwards, after making the brach on the front door to the house. This is the sheet of the poskim, as the Shach says. And Rav Benton Abba Shaul in the Or Letzion Mechelek Beis has a very interesting sheet where he says a person should go and be mechayiv himself and put doors on all the entrances of his house. Should go and buy pieces of wood and put doors everywhere to make sure we mechayim all the shitas. That is a fantastic chumrah. Now, the entire discussion we just had in the last 5 minutes was only regarding the Pesach into the house. That was that assumption so far is only the Pesach going into the house. I know I was mentioning other rooms, but lahalacha, that whole discussion was only the entrance coming into the house. The Yeshuas Malka, which is a commentary on the Rambam, so he says that in the Tshuvas of the Rambam, the Chachme Lunel, who wrote back to the Rambam, seem to say that the Tzuras HaPesach inside the house doesn't need doors. Even the Rambam may admit to that point that any Tzuras HaPesach inside the house would not need doors. What's their reason? Sha'arecha are entrances to the building. That's what sha'arecha means. A shar is not a door inside your house. That's not what sha'arecha means. And the Shuas Malko explains that a home without a door on the entrance is not going to be roi ladira, because it's not mishtameres, it's not protecting your home. It's not a good door, it's not a good entrance into your house. But if there's no door going into your living room is just fine. There's no chisara in your living room that there's no door blocking or protecting the way. And therefore the Yeshuas Malko says that it could be that the whole discussion regarding needing of a door and a bracha and things like that is only on the outside, not on any entrance in the inside. However, the Tshuvas of Rav Avram ben Arambam in the Birchas Avram and Simim Aleph, he says there's a chisaron of sharecha, a lack of sharecha, even on the doors inside when there's a tzuras pesach without a door covering that entrance to the room. And this is the consensus of the poskim, that even inside the house, one needs to have a door on the room in order to be chayiv in mezuzah. The Mikdash Ma'at in Sifkat and Mem Vav over here says that if it's a normal way to use that doorway without a door, it's perfectly normal that I would not have a door leading into the living room. It's not normal that I wouldn't have a door leading into my bedroom. It's just not a normal thing. So in the place where it's not where it would be normal to not have a door leading into that room, so there would be chayv mezuzah. The poskim disagree across the board with Mikdash Ma'at, and it would be a chisaron even if there was no door going into your living room, because that is the halacha regardless of normal usage. How big does a door need to be in order for it to be a door that is chayiv in mezuzah? So Rav Zilber in the Kuntras HaMezuzah, which is his sefer at the end of his Perush on the Chayadam, in Sifkas and Kuf Ayin Aleph, he says there's really no clear gedder in the Rishonim. The Rishonim don't really discuss what's considered a door that would be enough to mechayev the person to have a mezuzah with a bracha. And he just simply says any door that has that's ten tefachim tall is chayev with a bracha. And this is the case even if the door doesn't go all the way up to the door. As long as it's just 10 tefachim tall, that would be enough. And this is the sheet of the Chovas Ador in Parag Zayin and the Agur Balach in Parag Chaf. And the Agur Balach says that it should cover the entire width of the door. Meaning, even if I don't know what kind of door this is, but even if I locked the door to this room, but there was a space where I could move through, and it didn't stop me from going in, so that would not be a good door. It has to be a door that closes up the entranceway completely, even though the door might not go all the way to the ceiling. Let's say you put, as was asked before, a door in a Pesach that already has a mezuzah. Is that tasav lomina asoi? Right, I had an entranceway there, and it was mezuzah, and I wanted to be mekayim the shita of the Or LeZion and make sure there's doors in every single one of my entranceways, and it's going to be my personal chumrah. and I go and I put doors on them. So now, maybe, I'm coming in to a Torah Chiyuv of the Rambam, and therefore, I'm now really making a Chiyuv Mezuzah, whereas before, there was no real Chiyuv Mezuzah. So the Ksav Sofer has a tshuva in Yoredei and Kuf Lametes, that this is Ta'asav Alomen Asoy. And he says that if you have a door with a mezuzah and you take off the door and put it back on, that is 100% tassel and asoy, and you take off the mezuzah again. However, Rav Yaakov Emden and his Siddur, and the Nesivos, and the Pisrei Tshuva here, which he cites in Sifkat Bina Dalet, and Rav Poskim say there is no issue. The fact that we're choshesh for the Rambam, that we won't put up a mezuzah with a brach if there's no door, is because of covered with the Rambam. It doesn't mean that we think the Rambam is correct. This is the famous Shita Rabbi Salvechik would explain when it comes to being Choshish for Shitos in the Rishonim. For when we are Choshish for a Shita, it is because of Kavara Torah. There's one Shita, because of Kavara to the Rambam. So we give Kavara to the Rambam, we're Choshish for a Shita, we put the Mezuzah in that Bracha. But if there's other circumstances that get in the way, and get in the way of how we're going to paskin, and it makes other difficulties that come in the way of us practicing the halacha, so to a certain extent, our Kavodah Torah doesn't need to give us a tremendous amount of tircha. And therefore, just because we're choshish to the Ram regarding the bracha, doesn't mean we need to go and fix all the mezuzahs. Yeah.
You know, like those doors sometimes they have in like restaurant kitchens where like it's when they swing open?
Yeah.
So is that considered a door?
That's yeah, we'll consider that a door. That's a good door.
Even though it's a door from the bottom work.
It's close enough. It's, what do you mean?
When you they walk in, you like push the doors far a bit, but it doesn't start from the bottom.
Why doesn't it start from the bottom?
They usually,
like a foot from the bottom and 3 foot from the top.
Mm-hmm. We're talking about like a coat room at like a wedding?
Like no, like when you go into like a restaurant kitchen, you swing the both doors open.
Yeah, but it doesn't go all the way up to the bottom?
No.
No? I'm not familiar. Why, what kind of door? What's the
see,
point?
Like small wood panels, like just this.
Oh, like in the old Western movies. So like in the old Western movies. So in such a case, it's probably not 10 tefachim, and so not from the ground. We're not going to say it's not loved enough to say it's attached to the ground. I would say maybe no, but then on the other hand, it does block your entrance. You can't get in there without moving the door.
Right.
So I'm not sure. I don't know. Okay, maybe without, I don't know. I'm not sure, without a bracha. Okay.
What about double doors?
What about double doors?
Is there any,
as long as you need one door. Yeah, it's fine. 100%. So let's discuss, what?
A sliding door.
We'll discuss a bunch of different doors right now. I can't discuss all doors. We don't have that amount of time. Let's discuss some highlights of doors. The first is a half door, like a barn door, or if you go to a chasna, and there is where they take your coat check, and there's a bottom that stays, and the top part opens. So something like that, if it's 10 tefachim, certainly would be chayiv, as long as the bottom part is there and closes and is 10 tefachim high. The Emes Yaakov, Yaakov Kamenetsky, is quoted as saying that an accordion folding door that opens up and then it constricts itself and it sticks against the wall, so that is certainly a delas, as is a sliding door, is 100% a door. And the Pisrei Mezuzos and Sifkat and Sari Alev says that a curtain is not a door. A curtain is not a door. And the Agrabah Halacha in Perachaf has an interesting chiddush. I don't know what this door looks like, but he says it is a door if the curtain is attached at the bottom and the top like a regular door. I don't know why you do that.
It's like rows of chains and you just squeeze yourself between the chains, I guess.
But then on the bottom, why is it attached on the bottom also?
So that you can just
slide through.
Yeah, it's a door that's like a glass door, but
a glass, but it's a glass door.
Yeah.
A frame.
Without the glass, and it's a curtain.
I guess so. I'm not sure. But he says in such a case, if it's attached to the bottom and top, and not just hanging from the top, so then that would be considered fine. And the Sharet Zion and the Shevet HaLevi and Rav Nissim Karelitz all say that a curtain is a door. And maybe they're all in Bnei Brak. Maybe the minhag in Bnei Brak is that a curtain is a door, but in other places it's not. I am not sure. A door that's not attached, but it's simply removed and put back, like my dear when I was in yeshiva. So the door was we didn't really have a door attached to the wall. It was just a giant plank of wood that went in front of the room that we wanted to get into, and you picked it up and moved it out of the way, and then put it back when you came into the room. So something like that is not considered a door, And regarding this halakha, if there was space for double doors, and only one door was put up, so then the Das Kedoshim has a safek, and the Mikdash Ma'at and the Pesachim Mezuzah say it is as if there is no door, since the door entrance is not completely closed up in its width. Next, the Shulchan Aruch continues in discussing the Gemara Menachos Daf Lamed Aled Amud Aleph. And there, we have a stira. The Gemara cites Rav Huna, who says that if there are two openings going into a loft, up into to a higher area, like an attic, and both openings, then both openings require mezuzah. If there's two equal openings into a room, as we have here in this room, or multiple openings, so then each entrance requires a mezuzah. And Rav Papa learns this based on another room called an indruna, which has four openings, and it has four mezuzahs, one for each opening. And the Gemara says, "Ah, it's obvious. Why would I think that I shouldn't have to put a mezuzah on all the entrances into a room?" And the Gemara says that in the case where one of the openings is used more often than the other openings, so in this case you would have thought the other openings are batel, since people only use one opening out of the other four, and the other three are abandoned, but still, in such a case, we put a mezuzah on all four doors. Rashi there asks that on the previous daf, on daf Lamed Gimel, the Gemara says that the entranceway through Rebbe would enter into his base medrash did not have a mezuzah. And Rashi points out that there, he had a door next to a seat in the base medrash. He would enter in very quickly, so they wouldn't have to stand up for him. And the Gemara there questions this from the entranceway of the base medrash of Rav Huna, which did have a mezuzah. So how come Rebbe's base medrash didn't have a mezuzah, and Rav Huna's base medrash did have a mezuzah? So the Gemara says that the doorway that Rav Huna used was ragil. It was normal for people to use that entranceway, and it was used frequently. And the rule is that with regard to the chiyuv mezuzah, we follow the entranceway that's used more ragil, more frequently, and require mezuzah to be placed only on the doorway that is used more often. Asks Rashi, according to Rav Papa that we just said regarding this room with the four entrances, so then why are we putting mezuzah on all four entrances if we follow the rule that only the entrance that is ragil, that is normal, do we put an entrance on such a door? Rashi gives two answers. We'll move in reverse order. The second answer Rashi gives is based on the Tshuvas HaGaonim, who answer that in the case of the Gemara, so all four doorways were built for use of all the people entering and leaving the room. When they built this building originally, all four entrances were understood to be used for public access. And even though one of the entrances became less frequent as time went by, so it sufficed that only one of the doorways was used regularly, and the chiyuv on the all other four mezuzahs remains in place. However, in the story with the Beis Medrash of Rebbe and Rav Huna, so Rebbe only used that door. The original purpose and the intent of that doorway was for Rebbe to use, and Rebbe to use it only. It was not for other people when it was originally set up. And therefore, such a doorway is considered eno ragil for the hamon am, for the masses, and therefore there's a patur mezuzah. But by Rav Huna and everybody else used that entrance, and therefore it was considered ragil and chayiv in mezuzah. That is answer number one. In Rashi's first answer, so he says that there are only two doorways and not more. In that case, there's only two doorways, and one is ragil and one is not. And the doorway that's not ragil is considered batel to the doorway that is ragil and patur. Meaning, when you have two doorways and one becomes dominant and the other one becomes abandoned, so then one doorway can be mevatel the other doorway. But if there are more than two doorways, you cannot have one doorway be mevatel and nullify the other entrances. So in the Gemara, where there were four entrances into the room, just because one is being used and the other are abandoned, one cannot push aside four. But in the case of Rebbe and Rav Huna, in those cases, there was two entrances. One became normal, the other one became abandoned, and it was batel. The Shulchan Aruch cites both shitos here in Yud Zayin and Yud Ches. So the question is, what's considered ragil? The Aruch HaShulchan in Reish Pei Tes says once a year is considered ragil in order that the door would not lose its chi of mezuzah. The Agrabah Halacha in Perach of Dalet says once a month. So somewhere between once a year and once a month. Rosh Shlomo Zalman Arbach in the Mincha Shlomo Chelek Beis and Simin Tzadi Zayin discusses the issue of certain entrances. So he says that it's pashut, that if a Pesach is only used as an exit to a building and not as an entrance, then it's putter in mezuzah. This is in many places. There might be that you only exit this building and you don't enter it in this way. For security reasons, right? There might be certain doors that are locked on the outside and you can only get out that way. So in such a case, there'd be a patur mezuzah, says Rosh Hashanah Zalman, and no mezuzah should be put up. And this is what the Agur Balacha writes in Chavdalad and the mezuzah's Pesacha. Then, in the Ha'aros of Rav Bitzal Fechtalt, who I don't know who that is, who Rav Chaim Kanievsky decided to put his Ha'aros in the back of his Sefer. So he says that it should get a mezuzah without a bracha, but then again, I don't know who Rav Bitzal Fechtalt is, so I'm not sure where to weigh that. Based on this, doors that lock behind you when you leave the building should not get a mezuzah. Also, turnstiles. They don't have this so much anymore, but turnstiles, where they used to have these spikes, right, and you would turn the spikes that came out of the central pole, and you would push through and didn't go back the other way. You find this like in old subway entrances, or going into old mikvahs, or going into old entrances to amusement parks. So in that case where you can't push the door backwards, and you can only go forward, again, should not have mezuzah in all of these cases. The Agur Balacha in Chaf Dalet cites those who say that a Pesach made only for entering and isn't used for exiting is also Patar. So if you only have an entrance that goes in but doesn't go out, so many poskim feel there should also be a Patur as well. Now, there are exceptions to that rule, maybe. The Pesachei Sharim discusses, let's say that you shouldn't go in this entrance to the shul. Usually it's locked on the outside, it's only used for exiting, but sometimes people hold it up for you, or they'll leave a chair there to make sure people can come in, but that's not how it was designed. So he says that the mezuzah should be placed on the right side as you enter the building in such a case, since it is the derech in such a case for people to hold open the door for you. And the Shari mezuzah says that Pesach is not made for entering, and you shouldn't have mezuzah there at all, since its design was not made to enter. The Ohalei Yeshurun cites Rav Moshe, who says that an emergency exit is putter in mezuzah, because an emergency exit is for one thing only, and that is leaving an emergency and not coming in that way. And this is the opinion of the Mincha Shlomo and the Chovos Hador and the Pesachei Sharim and Rav Asher Weiss and the Mincha Sasha Chelek Beis in Siman Samechei and the Agur Balacha. And therefore, fire exits that are only made for entering in the one way should not have mezuzahs on them. There's a Mipia Shmua in the Amos Yaakov from Yaakov Kamenetsky, and he said they're chayev, but the Pesachei Sharim says that he heard from Yaakov that they're also patzar. So, again, we're really left with no shita saying there should ever be a mezuzah on an emergency exit. There is a tzarachian regarding people who prop open and misuse the emergency exit when it's against the law. So the fact that it's against the law to use this emergency exit, does that remove the p'tur? He leaves that as a tzarachian. The next point are windows. The Gemara Menachos Lamedalad Amaral says that there's an opening to a ceiling in the attic, and there's only one doorway at the top or the bottom of the staircase, and it requires a mezuzah. If there's two, then both need mezuzahs. Now, that whole discussion in the Gemara is not what goes on in our homes. In most homes, if there's an entrance to an attic, very often it is through a hole that is parallel to the ground, not necessarily a standing entrance. If it's a standing entrance, so then, and you go into that area, there's a chiyuv mezuzah. But if the entrance to the attic is parallel to the ground and you go up through a hole, so then it's putzer according to the Piskei Rid there in the Gemara, because that is not a real entrance. The Noda Behudin Yeradea Kuf Pedal explains that this is simply not called a mezuzah. A hole in the floor is not called a mezuzah, and there's no chiyuv there. And this is what the Chayadim says in the Piskei Chuv, Ne'alf L'chashom, L'chetzer Shulchan Aruch, L'arach HaShulchan, L'chavos Hador, and the Agur Balach. Now, Rav Chaim Kanievsky, in his Parsha Sedur in Siman Samech Mem Vav, says it's not clear to him that just because the door lies down and is parallel to the ground, that is a patur. And he brings an interesting raya. The Gemara in Shabbos Lamed Beis, Amud Beis says that a machteres is putter in the mezuzah. And Rashi says, why is a machteres putter? Because there are no posts on the entrance to the machteres. And this implies, says Rav Chaim Kanievsky, not because it's parallel to the ground. Being parallel to the ground doesn't ruin the entrance. Rather, it's because there are no posts. But if I did have an entrance that was parallel to the ground, and there were posts around it, so that should be enough to be considered a mezuzah. What I don't understand is that Rohan Kayevsky is assuming that a machteres means an opening that's parallel to the ground. I don't know how he knows in the Gemara and Shabbos that a machteres means that it has to be parallel to the ground. You're not coming in, standing up, or crawling. I don't know why that's the case. And tzarachian. But the meaning is not to put a mezuzah on our entrances that go up through the ground into the attic. Next thing, last thing we want to discuss is elevators. Because elevators are unclear regarding their status of a door. So Rav Moshe is quoted in the Ola Yeshurun, and the Ber Moshe writes in Beis Peiches and the Bezal Chachma. Rav Moshe are a friend who is a dying in Edech Haredes as well. The Yalkut Yosef, Rav Yitzhak Ritzabi, who is the Gedoli Aposkim amongst the Yemenite community in Eretz Yisrael, in his Shulchan Aruch HaMekutzer, and Rav Asher Weiss in the Minchas Asher in Chelek Aleph in Siman Nun Vav say that an elevator is always patur from mezuzah. And amongst them, they give, let's say, 6 or 7 reasons why an elevator should not have a mezuzah. The first is it's no different than a boat. It's not a livable space. It moves around all the time. Just like you wouldn't put a mezuzah on a boat, you wouldn't put a mezuzah on an elevator. The next is that it is a base shar. True, maybe it's a base shar in entranceway, but it's arai, because one minute it's there and the other minute it's not. And it's not a real good entrance if the elevator box is not there. And therefore, another reason why it should not have a mezuzah, it doesn't have a shame pesach, really. It's not being poseach into anything specifically. Very often, an elevator is less than 4x4, another reason to exempt it. In America, there's often a shutfus with a guy on the elevator, another reason. The Mincha Shlomo writes that it's not a pesach, it's only a shaft. Be'etzem, it's a shaft. You're walking into a giant hole in the ground, and they happen to stick a box in there. But it's not really a Pesach into anything. And then finally, that when the elevator leaves the floor, so that even if there is a Pesach, it's batel. You can't have a Pesach where one time the Pesach is there, and then it moves, and then the Pesach disappears, then it comes back. It's simply a nothing in such a case. So for all these reasons, they say there should be no reason to put a mezuzah on anything to do with an elevator. However, the Chovas Hador in Parakei, Rav Nassim Gestender and the Holos Nassim in Chelek Gimel, the Minchas Yitzchak in Chelek Dal, the Evan Yisrael, Diane Fisher, Rav Sternbach and Shuvas Anagos, Perek Chelek Beis, all say that an elevator entrance is chayv in mezuzah, and it is a Pesach that is normal nowadays. Maybe 200 years ago, an elevator would be abnormal, but nowadays, it's a normal Pesach that's used by everyone all the time. The question is, according to those opinions who say there should be a mezuzah, does it get a bracha on that mezuzah? So the Agur Balecha in Perek Lamed Vav says that in the following case there should be a mezuzah. On the floors above the first floor, not the first floor entrance to the mezuzah, but on the floors above the first floor, they should get a mezuzah with brachos on their entrances into the hallway. Because the elevator on those floors is a Pesach into floors 2 through 10. That's what it is. I get off the elevator and I am Poseach, I enter in to that hallway. But the first floor entrance should not, because what are you entering into when you enter on the first floor of an elevator? You're entering into a place that's arai, to a place that's nothing, a zero. You don't live in the elevator. And therefore, only on the floors coming out into the hallways, on floors through to the top of the building, they should have mezuzahs with a bracha. The rest of the poskim disagree. And they say that mezuzahs for elevators shouldn't get brachos because of this questionable status that we mentioned. So no bracha at all on elevators with mezuzahs. And this is the Mincha Shlomo, the Mincha Yitzchak, and all the poskim we listed above. Yeah, you think he's correct. They think because the entire machlokas in general regarding the status of an elevator, there should be a mezuzah that a bracha. Because there's so many poskim disagreeing. Yeah.
Would you put it on the actual elevator or on the door?
We'll get to it. Two for two today. So the Minchas Yitzchak in Chelek Dalad says that the mezuzah should go on the entrance on the door of the elevator itself. Meaning on the elevator box should get the mezuzah. However, most poskim disagree. The mezuzah should go on the entranceway to the elevator that sits on the outside of the hallway. And this is the Ber Moshe, the Pesach Sharim, Shevet HaLevi, and majority of Poskim as well. The Laharos Nasan, Rav Geshetner, and that Shuv and Chela Gimel says, you should be mezuzah on both, the box and the entrance. It gets expensive. Which side should the mezuzah go on? If you're going to put up a mezuzah, then which side should it go on? There are three mahalchim. The Pesach Sharim and the Mincha Shlomo and Rav Vosner say that the mezuzah goes on the right side as you enter the floor from the elevator, because you are entering the floor, what we mentioned before. I'm getting off on floor 3, so there should be a mezuzah on the right side as I enter floor 3. The Pisrei mezuzahs in Sifkat and Kuf Zayin says it goes on the right side as you enter the elevator. It's difficult to understand, but essentially because he thinks you are getting into the elevator to go to your next destination. The last sheet is Renissin Karel. It's in the Leket Hilchos Mezuzah and the Chovos Ador and the Binyan Av and the Torah Va'amitzvah and the Agur Ba'alacha, who say that on the first floor, it's on the right as you enter the elevator, because you're entering the elevator. This is your Pesach into the elevator. On the other floors, it's on the right as you leave the elevator, because you are entering in to these floors. And that would be the halacha in cases where you are going to put up a mezuzah on the building. Regarding different entrances to different buildings, so that's a different discussion. Meaning, let's take Har Nof, for example. In Har Nof, so the buildings are built on standing on the street, and then the building goes up the mountain, and at the top of the building, you get off on another street. We can imagine, we understand, we've been in Har Nof before, maybe. So right, on one street, you'll enter in here, and if you go up to the top of the building, because it's built into the side of the mountain, when you get off on the 10th floor of the building, you'll be on the next street above on the mountain. So the Agur Ba'alacha discusses this, and he has a bunch of chakiras regarding what to do, who's chayv to put the mezuzah on the different floors, the balabatim, the tenants, the owners, that's also a discussion, but all these things to be discussed at another time.